That music means it is a Tech Tuesday, and there's some, you know, it seems like Apple always hogs the news on a Tech Tuesday, but this might be some pretty interesting news because Apple is in Chicago. On the line with us in for Bridget Carey today is Rochelle Garner. Hi, Rochelle.
Hey there. How's it going?
Well, we're kind of excited because Apple has chosen Chicago for an unveiling today. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. It has to do with education, and in fact, it's going on as we are speaking. And I'm actually even watching the news scroll in from our reporters that they're on the ground. So far, they've announced the new iPad. Now, the pricing is the same at $329 for you and me, but $299 for students. But it, for the first time, supports a stylus, which is basically a fancy schmancy pencil,
right.
And apps that are really geared for the education, not only for students, but also for teachers. So they're coming out with ways to... Augmented reality is one of the things they can do. That's where you hold up your iPad and you see a whole new world that's only visible through your iPad. If you take the iPad down, it's not there. But it's a way to, remember dissecting frogs? Now you can do it with your iPad. No frogs get hurt in the process.
What exactly, spoiler alert for those of you who don't know, and I'm one of them, what are you seeing when you say you're seeing a whole new world? What's in that whole new world?
So a whole new world with augmented reality can really be anything. One of the great examples of that, for example, was, remember Pokemon Go, where
yeah.
people would be basically getting monsters? That's an example of augmented reality that everybody can kind of visualize. In this case, with schools, now, for example, maybe you want to build a dam and see how the water is affecting the area on around the river. So it's a way to do it that way. You can dissect a frog, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to actually sort of, maybe you want to hold up the phone, the iPad, and now you're seeing great masters hanging on your home's walls.
Mm.
And you can actually see more about who painted that painting. What was the context of that painting? That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Why did they choose Lane Tech here in Chicago?
You know, there's a long history of Apple coming to Chicago for education, and apparently Lane Tech has been one of the big users of Apple products. As you may or may not know, Apple used to be very, very big in education, and really, Google has kicked its butt for the past few years. Their Chromebook, which is a really inexpensive laptop that uses their Chrome operating system, has really now grabbed 60% of the whole education market. This is their attempt to say, oh, we're in it again, and
except
we're trying to compete against Chromebooks.
Excuse me for interrupting you, Rochelle, but the Chromebooks are pretty inexpensive. My kids
yep.
use those in elementary school, junior high, in high school, nothing. But, you know, the Apple iPad that's coming out right now, $299 for students, $329 for everybody else, that's only a savings of $30. I mean, really, if they want to introduce more Apple products in schools, perhaps they should charge less for students.
Well, the thing is, it's not really the students who are buying these. These are the schools.
Yeah.
So that's something
that's
that...
Rare.
Schools
it's
could
really
use the money for other things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I just feel like a $30 saving per iPad is really not that
Wendy
much.
Wants more, Rochelle.
I do.
Make a
I'm
call.
Sorry.
She only wants to pay $10 for it. Make it happen.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's that's exactly why Apple has lost to Google.
Yeah.
Because of the prices and because it's so much easier for students and teachers to use curriculum, applications. Everything is really low cost or even free. I know Google even gives away a lot of this equipment to places that are in need. Apple hasn't done that. So your points are absolutely spot on.
So they're announcing this today, Rochelle. Is it available immediately, or do they have to wait a couple months before the new version is out?
Let's see now. I believe it's going to be available in a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
I would have to scroll down to actually see when some of this is available. The apps that they're updating for use in the schools, those are going to be updated pretty much immediately. And the stylus. Oh, by the way, it's a 9.7 inch iPad, so it's a pretty substantial size.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are starting to be rolled out now or within the next few weeks, and you're absolutely right. It should be cheaper. They're trying to say to schools, love us, remember us, and that's about it.
Because Apple was the first computer to be in classrooms, it seems. Like a lot of schools had a desktop version. that they would use with the students. And then all of a sudden, students started getting their own laptops to bring home. You'd have to sign them out. But those Chromebooks are so unbelievably inexpensive and perfect for, you know, what kids need them for.
You're right. Well, Apple really showed just how important it is to go after the education market. But you know what? This is a case where typically in the past, Apple has been the second one to come in and sort of overtake a market. In this case, it happened to them with Google and Chromebooks.
Bill, you're a big fan of Legos.
Love them.
And Elon Musk has some kind of Lego-like building kits. Tell us about that.
So among Elon Musk's many ventures is the Boring Company. The Boring Company is doing just what it says.
Oh, not that boring.
Not that boring.
It's tunneling. And right now it's tunneling under Los Angeles. Among the things that Elon Musk is interested in is something called the Hyperloop, which would be a sort of high-speed transportation pod that would go, say, the idea is to go from, say, San Francisco to Los Angeles in 35 minutes. That's how fast these things can go. But you need a place to have them run. They have to be level. So either you put them high up on pylons or, you bore underground. Trouble is, when you bore underground or when you mine, there's a lot of rock. There's a lot of rock you have to somehow get rid of. Well, there's a great plan then. They're going to sell rock kits that are hollowed out, polished, somehow interlocking, hasn't said how much these things are going to cost, that you can then use for, and I'm quoting, sculptures and buildings. One of the first ones out will have to do with Egypt history. You too can build your own sphinx or pyramid.
I would love that in your yard. I would love that. Yeah.
All right.
I would too. I'm a big fan of ancient Egyptian history, and I'm ready to have a sphinx, basically. I can't wait.
One more. You know, there was a horrible crash. Uber's trying these self-driving cars, and we had a fatality a little over a week ago, 2 weeks ago. So now the governor of Arizona apparently is banning these self-driving cars in his state. Is that a good idea, Rochelle, or not a good idea?
I personally think it's a good idea.
Is it?
Yeah. I personally think that maybe the public roads is not the best place to be testing these things. They need to be tested. There's no question. I think self-driving cars are absolutely in our future. I live in the basically the heartland of Silicon Valley, so I have seen Google self-driving cars wandering around the streets for years. They all look like they have blenders on top of them. They're very interesting. But they also have somebody who's paying attention to the road around them as it's driving. But frankly, I would rather see these things get testing on closed circuit areas where nobody's in danger of any potential crashes.
But
this is still a technology work in progress.
But at some point, they're going to have to test them on regular roadways in busier cities, right? That's inevitable.
Well, and they're doing that now. They're taking sort of a moratorium on that one, and you're absolutely right. It is inevitable.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are still unknown about what happened with this last crash. One of the makers of the LIDAR is the system that actually sees, says that it should have worked. But there's a lot of interconnected pieces. There's software that tells it when to brake. There's artificial intelligence that also makes decisions. Something somewhere didn't quite connect. And there's a lot of companies that are involved. Right now, just every single major automaker in the world has announced plans for self-driving cars. It is inevitable. Maybe with luck, they'll also share some of their life-saving knowledge and insight that they pick up as they do this testing.
But won't there always be a variable of unpredictability? This woman that kind of walked out in front of the car, that's one of those things you almost couldn't predict. I know there should have been some computer that did, but it was just so fast that they said that if there was a regular driver in the car, the same result would have happened, right?
You know, Tempe police originally said that. Now they've sort of backed off that statement.
Oh.
Now they're not so sure. They're not willing to give any blame. There is always an element of unpredictability. Just think about this for a second, though. As we really start to get further along and everybody is in some kind of like autonomous vehicle, there's ethical decisions to be made. The cars, something is happening, and you have to decide, or the car has to decide, whose life is more valuable.
Right.
Is it somebody on the street? Is it the person inside the car? There are decisions made.
That's why
no
I always
memory or instinct here.
Rochelle, I always tip my self-driving car when I get in. I go, here's an extra 50 for you. Just do whatever you want to do. Make sure I get there alive.
So you've been riding in self-driving cars?
Oh, yeah, for years. Absolutely.
In his dreams.
Yeah, for years. Well, Rochelle, thanks for filling in today. We really appreciate it. Hope everything goes well for you.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
It's Rochelle Carner from CNET. We'll take a quick break. We've got some news for you and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.